All right, everybody. 12 weeks. We are currently 12 weeks into the Iran war that Donald Trump promised would take 4 to 6 weeks. After 84 days and dozens of billions of dollars spent, we probably spent about $70 to $80 billion on the conservative end, just on the military aspect of this, not to mention the extra $35 billion spent on gas from the American people collectively. But for this, $80 billion plus another $30 billion plus depleting our missile stockpiles, guess what we've gotten in the form of concessions? Literally nothing. The Strait of Hormuz is not open. It's actually in a worse position than it was on February 27th. The enriched uranium is still buried in Iran from our operation about 10 months ago. It hasn't changed. All of the blueprints to rebuild the nuclear facilities are up in the cloud. The scientists are likely scattered across the country so that they can't be killed in one swipe, and they have plans to rebuild their nuclear facilities and begin to rearm as soon as the pressure backs off. So the United States is effectively checkmated. And this is not something that I want to say or I take glee in saying. I don't find it a good thing that the United States is checkmated, but it's just the reality. A country that has a weaker military than us was able to wage asymmetric warfare and hold a gas nozzle to the heads of every American person by saying, listen, actually scratch that, holding a gas nozzle to the head of every person in the globe, saying that they will destroy local infrastructure in the Middle East and spike gas prices to $10 if the United States decides to continue to escalate and continue to strike further. So, while all of this is happening, Donald Trump is sending out a series of deranged Truth Social posts talking about us owning Iran, talking about Roe Khanna, talking about Greenland. I mean, just absolute manic meltdowns in the middle of the night while the United States is trapped in a war that we can't get out of. So, before we jump into any of this, I just want to set the groundwork with this tweet that Don Jr., Trump's son, sent out on April 13th of 2024. This is a good starting point because it just shows you how much the messaging has changed for the Republican Party. On April 13th of 2024, Donald Trump Jr. tweeted out, quote, "Remember when they said Trump would get us into a full-blown war with Iran? Times like these should make us all realize how lucky we were to have Trump, his strength, and his resolve." Now, exactly 2 years later, on April 13th of 2026, we were knee-deep in a war with Iran. Again, we are checkmated so much so that if the United States decides to launch any final strikes, Iran will have a small window of time to inflict maximum damage on any infrastructure in the region they can hit. That will screw all of us over. So let's watch Marco Rubio, about 2 weeks back, trying to lay out how we are winning, how the timeline is almost over. Dog, we are now 12 weeks into this. We have doubled the timeline that they set out. This is a disaster by any definition.
As President Trump has said, and the facts clearly bear out, the United States of America holds all the cards. There is no scenario here in which if they decide to join a ladder of escalation, they wind up getting the last say. But our preference is for these straits to be opened to the way they're supposed to be opened, back to the way it was. Anyone can use it, no mines in the water, nobody paying tolls. That's what we have to get back to, and that's the goal here.
Woof. Okay, so he just laid out the goal here. Marco Rubio said, that's what we have to get back to, that's the goal here. So the new goal for this war that Donald Trump started is to just bring us back to the status quo of February 28th. We've done this entire costly war just to get back to the status quo. Here's what my foreign policy advisor said, who's like super brilliant on all of this. He said, "The admin is beginning to realize that further military action is a dead end. The only viable military action, not that we endorse it, but the only viable military action would be dramatic escalation that would destroy both Iran and the Gulf Arabs' civilian infrastructure. Not only is this a war crime, but this would cause an economic crisis." So we can't do that. It would be a crisis. So at that point, we just have to negotiate. But the U.S. can't concede on the Strait of Hormuz. We refuse to concede on the Strait of Hormuz because that would basically give Iran the funding to just go back to square one. And Iran can't concede on the nuclear part because that basically loses them all of the leverage. So both sides have their red lines, and we are at a stalemate where Iran has the upper hand right now. Now, My advisor says, the smartest people I've talked to over the past few weeks say that Trump might try to launch one more round of strikes, but that it won't do anything. The expectation is that the strait is going to remain closed until late summer or early fall, when both Iran and the United States are in enough economic pain that they're forced to make a compromise. U.S. gas will be well above $5 by then, inflation will be spiking, bond yields will go up, and all of this will be incredibly devastating. So one more time, we are heading towards disaster. We are currently being checkmated by a country that doesn't care about the economic damage. And now the question is, which country has the stomach to draw this out longer? The Iran regime or the United States regime? I would say the Iranian regime has a stomach because they are not democratically held accountable. Okay, back to Donald Trump's posting. Now that I just laid all of that groundwork and gave you guys the context of what's going on, let's see how Trump and his team are spinning this war and talking about this war 84 days into it. Trump posted last night a map of the Middle East depicting Iran filled with the American flag alongside the caption, United States of the Middle East. And it shows Iran with the flag. You have Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Turkey all around it. Dude, we can't even open the Strait of Hormuz. How the hell would we take over a mountainous, rocky country that is almost impossible to invade except for one narrow gap where there's no mountains? Donald Trump started something called Project Freedom about 2 weeks back. Project Freedom was an incredibly ambitious attempt to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and secure it for our allies. He closed it down 30 hours later. Project Freedom only lasted for 30 hours because he realized it's incredibly dangerous and dumb. That's why our president is distracting with memes like this about Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back to our final broadcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Is this not just incredibly infantile to everybody else? I mean, beyond the AI and the slop of it all, Americans are struggling so much, and Donald Trump is using his platform to just post this type of stuff. He said, a Democrat, don't allow this lying sleazebag on Fox News. And it's a photo of Ro Khanna. This has got to be racist, right? It's a photo of Ro Khanna with vampire teeth and goat's fur and a goat's head around him. Sleazebag Ro Khanna lies, and he's carrying a goat's head? This has got to be deeply racist, right? Why is the president of the United States posting this? To continue, he then posted about an hour ago, hello Greenland, and it's a photo of him just grabbing Greenland. But don't you dare imply that he is fascistic or authoritarian or is starting unjust wars. Don't you dare imply it. Don't you dare imply that he is trying to silence comedians by attacking them publicly. And don't you dare imply that he's trying to get Democrats pulled off of Fox News, even though he directly tweeted, please don't let this guy on Fox News. To continue, he then posted this. China loves Trump. Wow, good one. Your approval rating in China is probably higher than it is in the United States. And that's the only point of bragging that Donald Trump currently has. All right, what's next? He posted about 16 hours ago, Golden Dome for the White House. What's even the implication here? So there's a bunch of different weaponry trying to fire down at the White House. Is the rest of America just destroyed at this point and Trump has bunkered himself into the White House into his $1 billion ballroom? This is also a good time to point out, Trump is floating the idea. They're actually trying to enact the idea of a $1.2 trillion golden dome for the entire United States. They say they're basing it off of Israel's dome, but the United States is not the same as Israel. The only countries we're surrounded by are Canada and Mexico, and if missiles are being lobbed across the sea by Russia and China, we have bigger problems at that point than using some sort of golden dome. At that point, we are in a global effing war. So Trump is over here just schizo posting and slot posting on social media. We are over here trying to make it through day 84 of this war as things continue to spiral. And we're going to continue to cover this every single day. If you appreciate the videos, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. We're going to continue to push forward. I love you all. Peace out.